Page 35. 2. Strategy Plus. Even so, even then. A. Read the comments below. Then listen to people talking about various issues. Predict which comment each person makes next. Number the comments 1 to 4. There is one extra. 1.
Thinking about the school I work in, one of the things I see as the school counselor, especially among girls, is that a group will start to pick on other girls, you know, just to be mean to other girls, to be part of the cool crowd. Then again, a lot of it goes on outside of school, too, kids going on social networking sites. Fortunately, our school is really strict on bullying. Having a zero-tolerance policy, we can pretty much stop this sort of thing.
2.
There's this huge pressure to compete and to do well in sports, you know, so you can use it to get scholarships for college and stuff. And I'm just not a sporty type of person. Having said that, I enjoy watching some sports, but anyway, it just seems unfair to me. Why not let the guys who are good at sports do it? Then they can compete for the scholarships.
3.
Growing up, we had things a lot easier. I think it's much harder to be a teenager these days. I think they're expected to grow up too quickly. Like my daughter's friends wear makeup, and they all look a lot older than their age, and some are only 12. I think she'd be a lot happier not having pressure like this on her. So we always try to encourage her, you know, to make her own choices and to ignore peer pressure.
4.
Watching my younger brother grow up, he's 10 years younger than me, so he's 21 now. I think it was harder for him in high school. There was a tremendous pressure from other boys not to do homework, you know, like it wasn't cool to be studying and doing well academically. I tried hard to contradict that, keeping him on track with his exams and stuff,